Welcome to Paul Simon Graceland. I'm David Dye.
For me, Graceland is a learning experience of a uniquely elevated level in my life, musically, politically, everything about growing up that Graceland gave to me. It's the gift that I got.
In 1985, Paul Simon traveled to South Africa in search of music that had caught his attention. The journey resulted in a cultural exchange that sparked the album Graceland and a world music fusion.
Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues.
A year before going to South Africa, Paul Simon spent many car rides listening to a cassette of South African music. He was so affected by the sound that he felt compelled to find its root.
I was given a cassette. It was called Accordion Jive Hits by the Boyoyo Boys. I used to play this tape all the time. And, you know, after about 3 weeks of it, I said, you know, this is my favorite music. I'm not interested in listening to anything else. I found out that it came from South Africa. So I asked my record label, do we know anybody in South Africa? They said, yeah, there's producer Hilton Rosenthal.
It was at this time that Paul decided he wanted to record his next album in South Africa. Going there also removed him somewhat from the pressures of the music business and demand to make hits, and he was able to focus on his craft.
I can do whatever I want here, and I'm not going to get calls from the record company every week saying, how's it going, or can you send us something, we're dying to hear it. They just, you know, just left me alone, and that was good, because we were in a different place where we needed to be left alone and to deal with the peculiarities of another culture and another country and another recording scene and all of that.
In preparation for Paul's visit, Hilton Rosenthal sent Paul a package of albums to listen to and become familiar with the wide range of music in the country.
There were different styles of music. It wasn't like it was just one kind of music. It would be same thing if you said, well, what, are you interested in hearing American music? And somebody said, I'd love to. And then you send them an album that has a country in it and a rhythm and blues and a Zydeco track and a gospel track. You know, so many different kinds of music. Well, that's the same thing in South Africa. A lot of different kinds of music. And so when I went, I really had a clear idea of what I really liked and what I wanted to record. And that's how I started off, with those groups that I knew. And when they came in, I say, I really like this track. Can you just play it? And I mean, those songs where it's, you know, there's co-writing, that's because they were based on tracks that I had heard on their records. And, well, maybe we modified the tracks or something, but essentially I could point to their record and say, can you play this, but change it a little bit here, and sometimes they could and sometimes they couldn't.
The first session was with the Boyoyo Boys, who played one of their accordion jive hits. Paul combined it with his lyrics and arrangements to become the song Gumboots.
I was having this discussion in a taxi heading downtown, rearranging my position on this friend of mine who had a little bit of a breakdown. I said, hey, you know, breakdowns, common breakdowns go, so what are you gonna do about it? That's what I'd like to know. You don't feel you could love me, but I feel you could. It was in the early morning hours when I fell into a phone.
Gumboot, sung by Paul Simon and featuring members of the Boyoyo Boys. In the late 1940s, the South African government instituted apartheid, a forced segregation of races. A small white minority held onto power with brutal repression and stripped blacks of their rights and citizenship. Apartheid ended in 1990, and the first free elections took place in 1994. As Paul Simon made plans to record with black South African musicians in 1985, apartheid was in effect. There were international, cultural, and academic boycotts of apartheid South Africa, so few outsiders came to the country during this time. While the African National Congress, an anti-apartheid political group, was against the visit, Paul was welcomed by many South African musicians and the Musicians Union.
What occurred without my knowledge was that the Musicians Union took a vote about whether they wanted me to come or not. And they voted, obviously, they voted that they did want me to come. Now, what they wanted to know was, what would they be paid, and what would the deal be? So once the money thing was settled, and they had their vote, they voted for me to come. So all the musicians were in on that.
Paul and musicians from around South Africa jammed in the studio while the tape rolled. Outside of the studio, however, the oppressive political system of apartheid made for an intensely hostile situation for black South Africans.
I remember one incident where I was putting a saxophone on gumboots with Barney Rachabane, and I wanted him to play a harmony to the part that he wrote. And he said, no, he played the part, and then he's packing up his instrument. And I said, no, don't pack up yet. I want you to play a harmony. He said, no, I got to go. I said, no, I need you to play, don't go yet. I need you to play a harmony. He said, no, I have to go. I got to be out of the garage by 5 o'clock because I don't have a permit to be in Johannesburg after 5 o'clock. And if I don't have a permit, I can be arrested. I have to be back in Soweto. So, I mean, in the middle of all the kind of euphoric feeling of being in the studio, you would have reminders that you were living in this incredibly tense racial environment where the law of the land was apartheid.
It was a slow day, and the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows, the bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo.
More music and information can be found at paulsimon.com. Thanks for listening.